DJ King Flow.
Yeah.
Mixtape Daddy.
Shorty, I know what you need. I got everything you need. I promise I ain't gonna hold out, neither. I'm gonna give it all to you, baby.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
We've been together for a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nickname like Sugar Plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home, always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated, patience getting short, how longer can you tolerate it? Listen, ma, I'm just motivated, I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it.
Hey,
now,
yo, to really be honest, you stuck with me through my whole struggle, can't even express through words how much the kid loves you. I'ma stand as a man, never above you. I could tell that you different from most, slightly approach you in the ill shit about it. We don't sex every day, but when we sex, we tease in a passionate way. Love the way you touch in those little elaborate ways. Got the guard feeling released to relax for the day. It's on you,
baby,
ma.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want, you know I got it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. As long as you want, you know I got it.
Hey baby, sexy lady, you make them fans look crazy. I know you're scheming, have you leaving screaming, fuck you pay me. LA got tons of damies, that's quick to have that baby and try to squeeze you for every penny that you thought of making. The streets are fucking vicious, can't make the wrong decisions. They have you shot up and shot up, caught up behind some bitches. Handle your business, homie, cause ain't no homies in business. So many people in this business be so fucking phony. I see right through them traps, these niggas running yaps. But when it really cracked, them pussy niggas running laps. I clap them in their tracks, my paper coming stacks and stacks of rubber bands, stick it in a paperback. Let's let the Henny flow, go where you wanna go. My party heavy, said ready, said baby, here we go. It's not a fucking game, you know my fucking name. I'm number one with a motherfucking bullet, mate.
I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna fuck with me.
Yeah.
Got scales in the trunk with me.
Okay.
Switching lanes to a buck with me.
DJ King Flow.
I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna bang with me.
Yeah.
And you know I brought my gang with me.
Okay.
Niggas trip, I got my thang
yo,
with me.
Yo, if they want it, cowards get it. They still wonder how I did it. Now y'all with it. These niggas see how I spit it. These bitches see how I kid it. You can hear my coupe a block away. Bitches be yelling, let me ride like they Snoop and Dr. Dre. I keep spitting, them clips cocked on the Cali coals. Keep shitting, with zip locks for that Cali drone. Keep hitting, the shit blocks for that Cali dough. Keep getting, my tip rocked by them Cali hoes. It's William Bonnie, still a mommies. Dance closely, even though they feeling limeys. I ain't trying to send police to your rest. I'm trying to put this piece of your chest and you in peace with the rest. Rest, get released to the press. This our G's ride from the north to the south to the east to the west. Let's go.
I can't deny it. I'm a fucking rider. You don't wanna fuck with me.
Yeah.
Got scales in the trunk with me.
Okay.
Switching lanes, lanes, go, 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 go.
We make it clap. We make it clap.
DJ King Flow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flip mode.
Busta Rhyme.
Busta Rhyme.
Chanda Paul.
Sean Paul.
One more time. Killin' me the rhyme. Remix time.
Remix.
Dirty, yeah. Yo, flip star. Flip mode squad. Killin' me the rhyme.
Jump up, clap on the one and sit down. Get up again and wiggle out. Make everybody flip out. Don't ever carry on. Take the tired that one, chill out. All of the girl are spread out. Make your body keep clapping on.
Flip on the road with all the other set of girl. Let me know the dance. And don't take up with the yummy. The girl them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn up all the lyrical magicians. Therefore, make them sweat out. Jump up, wave up them hands. Flip on the road with all the other set of girl. Let me know the dance. And don't take up with the yummy. The girl them jump up and prance. Bust the rhyme and turn up all the lyrical magicians. Definitely make them sweat up, jump up, wave up the man. to push it up there.
Back with the remix with Spliff and Sean and Paul in the corner. Can't believe when we do it, we smack it down how we wanna. Keeping it coming, keeping it going, cause we ain't playing. I'm talking to all my people, cause what I'm saying is,
in case you ain't knowing, in case you ain't heard, and if you want us to sell it, just give me the word. This one goes down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds, to all my shorties wiggers and they're shaking their curves.
We make it clap, we make it clap, we make it clap, we make it clap, clap, clap.
You got nothing, right? They can't fuck with it.
It's out here.
Come on.
Rick Ross.
DJ King Flow.
Mr. Stress. Go to go. Big game. You know what I'm talking about? Check me out now. Yeah, I come through dirty with the cold liquor. I'm light years ahead, zipping out the big dipper. Bitch, I'm getting hype and pulling on my jean zipper. She gave me flight to so I might just flip her. Got the turf jumping like the old name Flipper. Doing cool, sicker than Charles and Jackie Ripple. All in the game, but I'm from the gum town. So for the Southwest, I'ma bust a couple rounds. Nigga, lay it down, and don't make a sound. Fuck you, bitch, I want the money and the pound. Cause spinners on the caddy got them saying, ooh, we. A rubber band of hundreds bring all the groupies up. Everybody in the scraper get tipsy. Apple juice, Red Bull, and Crib Hennessy. And if you smoke a nigga, we ain't friendly. Drop a 10, matter of fact, drop
everybody
a 20.
Go, 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 go. Everybody go.
In the ocean, body floating, I keep on going, busting niggas like boats. Shouldn't let the dog loose, now these niggas in trouble.
I get some fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off my nuts before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, energy planted in me. I get some fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off my nuts before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, energy planted in me.
It ain't about who did. did it first, it's about who wanted worse. And I don't want this shit bad enough to wear a skirt. These other niggas want it so bad, knowing it's cursed. They'll keep a secret stash of adrenochrome in their purse. These labels be having dirt, so they gotta comply. And occasionally turn a blind eye and swallow their pride. But their pride really be seeming, the prop really be heathens. And the ones that you think you can trust most be scheming. I done seen it all, done it all too. I used to never leave the house without the guard Jew. I had a stash box in every CLR room. One car in the front, one in the back when God moved. Try to come in between that, well that's the wrong move. Run down and get left leaking, picking the wrong dude. I am not on nobody's menu, I am not fool. If my razor hungry, a nigga face gon' get chewed.
Mixtape Addict.
On a tout vu aux presses, dans nos sombres allées. Des petits rappeurs prêts à tout pour faire le son de l'année. Devant mon bal délabré, postiché en jean délavé. Toujours à palabrer, les visages balafrés. Taux de criminalité augmente à chaque seconde. Regarde bien les gens de ce monde, les jeunes se plombent. Agir que par intérêt, vouloir l'appât du gain. La faim justifie les moyens, tout pour avoir du pain. Vouloir manger plus que tout, finir le ventre plein. Sans aucun sens moral, ici tout le monde te craint. La pauvreté engendre des conséquences irréversibles. La fin du monde actuel, on en voit les premiers signes. Les sentiments sont restreints, le bonheur fout le camp. Quand s'éclaircit le destin, on en voit tout le plan. Quel que soit le continent, les époques se ressemblent. Les choses n'évolueront pas, qu'importe ce que je ressens.
King Flow, international shit, once again. From France to US, Paris to New York.
Time for the garbage and the bad rap. Started off good, check the stats, young pass that. Don't play like I'm a kid, just flow in, not a class act. Went black, lack the real question, can you match that? My rap skill was really birthed with the trap. And my team been supreme like Preem, Prince, and Fat Cat. No need for dice and balls, giving out a head crack. No need for gimmicks, that's anybody I dead that. Black on demon time, it's about to get spooky. Or horrific in the booth like Jason in his movies. Nightmare for white rappers, so be careful when you do dream. Turn the scene high. Halloween, I bet you hear a few screams. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean. Turn the scene Halloween, I bet you hear a few screams. Pro 2 killer, but get away cause I'm too clean.
King Flow, Carlito Black, Big Sexy.
I'ma keep doing what they're doing. Sipping on the moon and catching wreck with my crew in.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, only smoking fat splits, ripping a headbang, white cliff, shred a BC rich. You simple that couldn't keep up with the chords that I rip. So I'm combining two genres just to rock you like a corpse dead stiff. Your opinion couldn't be less of a disturbance. I've got my pen on sheet, there was a long road to earn this. So I'm kicking raw word, playing stereophonic, coming straight out my face like some lyrical vomit. Brace your fucking back for this grotesque sonic. Kiss of death, and there's not much time left. 30 coffin nails poking out of your chest. I'm sipping Louis 13 with some of the best. In the back of Ruth Chris, yo, pass me the check. Put some respect on my name and that's that. Or get a cannoli-sized bullet in the back of your cap.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, sipping on the brew and catching wreck with my crew in. But I gotta maintain, through the darkness.
Got drafted out of JUCO school by the door. Black fist, bout the color of my new bow. Nigga been a boss since I was walking around in Hugo. Honey say a nigga Fugo. International star, the bars make a move like Menudo. Used to move weight like a sumo. So don't make dude draw two like a new game of Uno. Not number two on the Uno. Show enough spit, then a spin kick judo. Hoes see a nigga on the strip, make him strip just a chulo shit. 24 karat drip like I'm Bruno Mars. Respect that I get set back, cause my cuts have like a deck of cards. Let the dough stack, nigga can't forget the carbs. Fuck with me, only fuck Nikki if she offered up my nose.
Yeah, I came in as a 10, then a 5,
Holy in the prep league sweater. It's handmade, suede. Cord me, bring a mop. Blood everywhere in there. Boo, swing a blade.
Better duck, little duck.
This microphone crime shit. I did the hit, no sweat. Just a miss the naked I could hardly detect. I'm a suspect, I beat the case. Rarely erase, I use a ballpoint. Hairpin trigger, never play it safe.
Me.
I plan it great, see the mission. I only add on and subtract, no division. Cooking me. Blow up a kitchen, I'm a verbal meth lab, strategic use sight.
Rhyme so you can see what I'm saying. That's the reason. Sublime connection in the mind, made by human beings. It's a way to align, regardless of what you believe in. The intention is divine, that's why the words got so much meaning. This young brother ain't over time, so busy trying to be a demon. Like so many others, his mind colonized by Europeans. Never made an honest dime, lived a life of crime and scheming. Spring, summer, fall, winter time was hunting season. Preyed on his own kind, daytime and the evenings. Winded up almost dying, losing his precious freedom. I know, probably sound like somebody you know. In this life, all paths eventually lead to the same roads. Some pay the ultimate price trying to hit the payload. Masters staying upright, still staying low. Staying dumb nights, mastering the flow. Still the type of summer, so always reach the road.
We taking over. Had to change the flow up. Now I'm in the Maybach, sipping a Spade Mimosa. Take a big and make a quota with the baker soda. Pray to Jehovah. K with the shoulder strap. Spray is over. Wait, hold up. If I say so, spray a roller. Spray the fold up. Niggas gun fellas like Ray Liotta. Spray 80, the baby woke up. Shoot a sniff the yay. He need to wake his nose up. I'm from the east side. The niggas over there be wild. Catching bodies, throwing bullets like Aaron Rodgers. I'm looking at these rap niggas like, is there a problem? Pop, I park the middle of your head like Larry Johnson. Kush in the morning, drink my yak in the day. I'm tired of hearing old niggas talk about back in the day. I ride around with two things, that's a Mac and a K. Act like I play, I'm pulling up and I'ma blast you away. Yeah. I need to see the money pile over. My shooter coming off the bench like Kyle Korver. Had the body for a money, left with foul odor. I'm Kobe Bryant on my team. I'm the fucking closer. Look at spray 80, the baby woke up.
Walking tall like the Rock, logging all Italian horse, Villa Loft on the corporate car, prime like Logan Paul. I'm backsliding like Mike Post off the wall back in 81. Rappers,
DJ King,
they say that Brody raw. I'm strictly guns and butter, baby boy, son of catch one like Jody Jaw. Kicking over forts, blixes on the porch, drippy fits, drove fresh goods written on the shorts. Ain't give a fuck, they wantin' sight me on some lists, was trying to figure how to get me in anxiety to coexist. I noticed this, when you on fire, they won't throw assist. A bogus bitch, I had you leaking from an open wrist. Brainstorm so much, my frame's damp. Pursuit is endless, grinding, trying to get my name stamped. Out of pain, snap. Left a ton of dark nights, had me feeling trapped. With no way out, a mental bang, bang. But it's the game, champ. I didn't make it nor write the rules. Use insight and tools, enlightenment and righteous jewels, along with wisdom to navigate through and heighten with my desire fused. The empire rules, checks and Nike tech suits. I led troops just styling. I'm Monday Night Messiah cool. Seth Rollins and big red boots, oversold chops, eerie vocals, hard edge loops. Deep thinker, bright as the sunlight in June skies. Unlike other guys, let them in jacket on for when the moon rise. Incoming room surprise, you meet your doom. Church filled room, you being described as in this here tomb. Lies while I'm in the shadow, like that one scene in True Lies. Two nines keep your shooters by, a few of fire send you flying. Coup de grace, you've arrived to execution, to excellence. I'm only showing up at select events. Come correcting me or get directly hit from your next offense. Without me having to lay a finger on you, Professor X with this, I represent. And when them big steppers enter, just know they seventh heaven sent. I'm in my element. Listen.
King Flow, mixtape daddy,
King Flow, the God Homie, Just One, God Squad Team Homie.
Pay attention to these jewels, young man. Starting your life over it almost 40 is not a plan. Decades in the trenches, ducking indictments. Adrenaline rushing 24-7 causes excitement. Yeah. My first hand-to-hand taught me who I am. My first re-up solidified that from just a gram.
Just a
my
gram.
First double up, I was huddled up in the gate. The goal was the bubble and hustle up to a 28. Once I reached that, there was no reaching back. The influence of the streets to a kid is unmatched. It's over soon as Pandora's box gets unlatched. The way the grams jump back in the pot like James Brown. When a fiend came around, he stayed round. Kept him high in the sky like he was surfing on a plane cloud. I learned to leave the work strong, cause I could flip three times. What you recompress once was gone. For decades I kept it low, got to the dough. I broke everything down to .5s and 1.0s.
Yeah.
0.5s and 1.0s broke everything down.
Facts.
I was living my life like it ain't matter much. R.I.P. murals on my flesh getting tatted up. The stresses of the streets was normal to us. We was young and numb to the violence and kept the swammies tucked. It wasn't until I knew better, I woke up from the nightmare to do better. Yeah, it wasn't until I knew better, I woke up from this nightmare to do better. God. If it's one thing I learned for certain, don't nothing last forever.
No, it don't.
Be ready for change like New York weather.
Get ready.
After 43 summers, I graduated. Kuma soon louder. Had to tell the street life, forget about me. Recently, Pops told me he thought I was gonna die. I know my mom just hoped and prayed that I'd stay alive. I wasn't the worst, but I wasn't the best one. Even my grandfather thought I was gonna catch one. But here I am in all of my glory. I'm still standing in sound mind to tell my story. I'm glad, cause ain't nobody qualified to tell it for me. This the director's cut, nothing watered down, homie. The end of the chapter ain't the end of the book. Career crook till I changed my profession. Look, now I'm paying back the universe for everything I took. I'm paying back the universe for everything
every
I took.
Time.
Yeah. I was living my life like it ain't matter much. R.I.P. murals on my flesh getting tatted up. The stresses of the streets was normal to us. We was young and numb to the violence and kept the swammies tough. It wasn't until I knew better, I woke up from the nightmare to do better. Yeah, it wasn't until I knew better, I woke up from this nightmare to do better. God.
Yeah. Y'all already know who it is. True Words and Dress Matt.
Ready for liftoff, all systems on go. When niggas send shots, I deliver the counter blow. Don't give a fuck who you sign to or who you know. The truth is, you can't fuck with the signature flow. Eastern Standard Time, 609, I rep that. Y'all fell off, we took over from where you left at. A new era, but we ain't talking about fitted. Self-made, independently how I did it. No cosigns, bottom line, I went for mine. Underground like a hard hat in a coal mine. Somewhere, out in Sierra Leone. Diamonds is forever, but so is my hand in the chrome. Beat you with the back of the burner, cracking your face bone. Till you learn to leave well enough alone. Drasmatic, I'm not the one to play with. If it's a problem, we can sort it out super quick.
It's like that, Anna.
Drasmatic and True Words.
It's like that, Anna.
Spitting that fire with a few verbs.
It's like that, Anna.
We two natives from New Jersey.
It's like that, Anna.
You rappers catching feelings, truth hurts.
One, two.
We check mics, so what you gon' do? We flex right muscle, we showing you. A quick left right, trust me, you gon' move. Out the way, cause ain't nobody playing what you wanna do.
That's
Told him that I won't lose. Told him that I'm old school. The only time I change is when I get inside the phone booth. Superman with big nuts, I'm Dragon Balls like Goku. I'm so used to the shade that is one reason I'm so cool. Main point of interest, I'm guessing I'm the focal. Crazy, local, outspoken, vocal. If they put their foot in their mouth, I eat them like tofu. My drive crazy, so I'm speeding past them, no road rules. I deliver homies through letters and words I'm posting. My flow floating on water, exactly the things that boats do. Greatest of all time, cause I still do what a goat do. Like newspapers read in the past, they think I'm old news. Nah, my written's lethal, got so much lead in my notebook. And load it up to my pistol and shoot my shot I'm supposed to. And take it, I wouldn't fake it, show off my drive like a showroom. It's true words, I got so much more I can show
you. Like that and
drasmatic and true words.
It's like that and
spitting that fire with a few verbs.
It's like that and
we two natives from New Jersey.
It's like that and
you rappers catching feelings, truth hurts.
One, two.
We check mics, so what you gonna do? We flex right muscle, we're showing you. A quick left right, trust me, you gonna move out the way, cause ain't nobody playing what you wanna do.
DJ King Flow exclusive with Lex Lakaza. Real hip hop and it don't stop. And real hip hop and it don't. I'ma raise the ball if I spit first. Knock it out the ball, Frank Thomas the big hurt. A Carolina Panther who put in work. Learn German, so I'm not the one that the dealer serve. Go berserk when I put in this mic work. I'm a splash worker, so you know my AR squirts. Don't see the hearse, the Lex switch on burst. Alert, trained by America's finest. So salute your highness. It's Lex Lakaza, he fired from North Carolina. You heard of someone better? I can't find them. And I've been looking like some old neighbors. They can't stand me. For the truth, but they fables cooking like Chef Ramsay. Balls hot, fish out the pot. Don't need a lot to be convinced. I'm caught in my rhymes to scam harder. Not even biological, but got four daughters. I'm the man that stepped up. I'm working on God's orders. They ever need my help, I'm running back like Clinton Porters. In a field with the fam, you'll be stiffer than rigor mortis. You rabbits catching up, don't be the tortoise. I don't just make words rhyme, cause what I say be important. We live long enough to see our heroes turn to villains. And watch the industry try to influence our children. And turn them into Satanists. What's the awakening? Your hero sitting at the table with him, he faking it. Ricky Lakin' it, so how he gonna change? It sounds like begging to me, and that's strange. The devil done had his time for real. Time to put the focus back on God and just chill. Real hip hop, you don't stop. This is real hip hop, and it don't.
What's up with your family?
Man, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Ah, shit, I'm chilling. Running around.
Yeah. It's good to be talking to you, man. You know, I definitely wanted to do the interview, man, with the legendary Rick Rock, man. Come on.
Come on, now. I'm in the building, man. Come on. Yeah, man.
Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show, man. You know, we're over here in France, man, connecting the dot from Cali to France. That's how we do it, man. So how you been?
That's right. France. Y'all just did it big over there, didn't you? Paris?
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, y'all just did it real big. Had my guy over there running around, young Snoopula.
Yes,
running around doing this thing. It looked real nice out there. And y'all did pretty good. Y'all got how many goals y'all get, man? Y'all was up there for a minute.
I think we were like number 5 on the list of countries. I don't remember the exact numbers, but number 5, I think.
Like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we did our thing. That was nice for hip hop culture, you know, to have Snoop Dogg out there, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. And for the next one, I think it's gonna be cool. You know what I'm saying? Even though that's like 4 years away.
Yep.
Yeah. It should be a good time.
Yeah, but you know, time flies, man. You know, them 4 years are gonna be here very soon, my guy.
Yeah. Before you know it.
Hell yeah, man. So you know, the name is Mixtape Addict. So yeah, I have to ask you, man, the Mixtape Addict question for the legendary Rick Rock. Who's your all-time favorite DJ, man?
Wow. I don't know, bro. I really like, you know, in the beginning, I really, really loved Jam Master Jay because I love Run DMC. But as I started getting older and, you know, the technique started getting crazy out there, I think I like Jazzy Jeff, man. Jazzy Jeff, because of the cutting and the mixing, and he knows how to rock a party, but he also could get out on the tables and just razzle and dazzle for many, many moons. He's been able to straddle both fences. Because to me, it's kind of like the freestyle syndicate with rap. You know, you could really, really freestyle, but you might not know how to make a song. He knows how to straddled that fence, and he's still active right now. So I say Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Legendary guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
and doing his thing. Like you said, you know, he found a balance between like being a DJ and being a super dope producer too, man.
Right. Oh, off top, I forgot. I wasn't even thinking about making the beats and stuff. Yeah. That's right up my alley, because yeah, the guy who taught me how to make beats, he's a DJ. He's one of my favorite DJs too, but nobody would, you know what I'm saying, know who I'm talking about, except if, you know, you from where I'm from, where he's a legend. That's Dr. Fingers out there.
Yes, sir.
DJ Grand Exalting at the time. Also DJ Shadow out there in Montgomery, Alabama. He worked for SNA. Well, that's his company, but I interned for him for years, and he's nasty too. There's a lot of DJs out there, man, but I'm going to go with Jazzy Jeff.
All right, shout out to Jazzy Jeff, man. Yeah. And to you, what makes a great DJ?
Like I said, you have to be able to rock a party. Your ears have to be tuned into the street to know what's like the current, what's and what will work. In other words, you know, you need to know how to break a record. You know how to keep the party cracking, but you also might be very astute as far as the old school jams and the olds, like you just have a index in your mind of all these and records. Well, these days you could have MP3s or whatever, all these classic joints and just the wherewithal, or just the insight, the thought to be able to mix different things to try to come with something unique. But you know, that's like the tedious parts of being a DJ, because it's just like producing. You have to move the water in everybody's body, move the waves in a good feeling, have everybody feeling good. Timing, and you know, if you could scratch, you know, that's a whole nother thing if you just got a cold ass part of that. But a lot of people, part of the DJing game, I mean, but a lot of people, if you could just rock the crowd, bring in the right record at the right time and the right this and the right, you know, that makes a great DJ.
Yeah,
you know, sure. and that's there's different DJs, you know, because there's a show DJ for like an artist, you know, and he needs to be able to keep the show going and keep the timing and be in sync with the artist. So, yeah,
that's the most important thing, man. You got to be able to, I think, tell a story, you know, about that you play different records, different eras, different moods, and all that. And even Jazzy Jeff, he said that he don't really scratch that much when he's doing parties. He might be doing like a few minutes here and there, but he's not going to be scratching all night long, because you know, people are tired.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that. You know what I'm saying? After a minute, I mean, they do if it's moving.
Yep.
But somebody just like taking 10 minutes to just, you know, old school rock the bell, 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 bells. People be like, man, come on, man, just keep the party. I got two drinks in my hand. I'm double fisted. I got something thick right here, you know what I'm saying? I just want the, you know, the group. Let me just get on her one time. I don't need all the tricks. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the DJ got to know how to keep it going, keep the party moving.
Yeah, it's a science, man.
Definitely.
Yep. You know, it's mixtape panic, man, so I have to ask you another mixtape question. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Do I mix? What do you mean? My records?
Like, you know, like, do you miss like hearing like different rappers like killing your beats or you know?
Oh, do I miss it? Okay, yeah. You got the France Twain going. I don't know, man. I that was an era and it was dope, but you get so much of it now. It's like a constant mixtape. I mean, you just turn on like right now. You know, I could just go listen to what I want to listen to without, you know, but for that time when you couldn't do that, and the DJ would come bring a different blend in, and then might bring an artist from somewhere else, like Fabolous was on like a lot of the Clue mixtapes and stuff like that. These artists were getting broken that way. And I did miss a little of that, but it's just so much music now, you know what I'm saying? You just keep on moving, man. But,
yep.
Yeah, that was a dope time right there. You know what I'm saying? With the mixtape, the whole mixtape era, because I definitely, but at the same time, I'd be wanting to make sure that those mixtapes, it was trickling down money-wise back to me. And a lot of times they weren't, because they'd be on physical copies and people would be out there. Because I heard 50, the G-Unit rapping on a few of my songs. You know what I'm saying? And different artists rapping on a few beats that I produced. And, you know, and that doesn't necessarily trickle back to me. You know what I mean? So that part I don't miss, but yeah, everything else. Yeah, just the whole culture, man. You know, I'm a I'm a true all the way down to the core, it's in me, not on me, hip hop fan. From, you know, I was a break dancer. I DJed myself. I wasn't that great, but I DJed, I produced, rap, you know, so I did graffiti, well, mostly tagging with mm-hmm. with the big, you know, I was a B-boy, man, you know, so since back in the 80s. So, you know, I love every element of the whole thing.
What was your tag when you were doing graffitis?
Damn, Mr. Ice. Mr. Ice, yeah. We had the little fat markers back then. Then we have fat laces. We, you know, in the Northern Cal, where I'm from the flats, we didn't, like New York had the fat laces and stuff, but we didn't have them yet. So we'd go get these elastics from the fabric stores, and it's just this elastic, look just like the shoestring, and we use those for our fat laces. So yeah, shout out to Rhythm X, and you know, Bobby from New York, I forget his last name, but he came from New York back in the 80s. It was just, I was just enamored by the whole culture, you know.
You know, hip hop is forever, man. Like, people back then, they were saying, no, it's not gonna last, but man, come on, man, it's been 50 years, 51
man, they were wrong.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about, you know, producing and all the great music that you did in your life, man. So after, you know, like, kind of revolutionized the hip-hop beats, what keeps you going to stay so creative?
I could only say it's in me, not on me, man. It's like whatever that invisible wind or that wind in your sail is, but you can't see the wind, but you know it's something pushing your sailboat. It's that, and I just get up, I love it, and I just want to make something better than I did the day before constantly, and just trying to just, you know, you just never know. It's like today I wake up, and I'll make a beat, and you know, you never know what happens from that. You know, it's like you having a baby, and you put it out there, and now it's an NFL player, you know, and it's like, you know, he's going into the Hall of Fame next week. You know, your child. It's like, damn, that's crazy. So it's just that fact. And I just wake up wanting to do it and wanting to be creative, wanting to, you know, I just hear music everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I just keep doing it.
Yeah. It's in your blood, man.
Yeah. And I try not to, you know, we old school. So, you know, that whole not biting different people's styles and their techniques and stuff like that. That's a part. One of my dreams to have my own sound, my own brick, like if it was a big wall of hip hop, my own brick in it, like that has my name on it, you know, and it's you put it up in there, it's in there and stuff, you know, and it's helping to keep the whole wall up. And that's what I always wanted. And now that I have my own sound for years and people, you know, emulating my style or taking a piece here and there and adding it to their sound and using that to, you know, be inspired and do their thing. It's just a beautiful thing, man. It's all love,
yep.
You know, because it's coming from my heart as love. It's being reciprocated back to me as love. I can receive it like, I feel good about how they feeling about it. Like, man, this shit, who are they? Oh, man, who are they dancing or however? So it gives it all back to me. You know, it's a reciprocal thing. And, you know, it keeps me, you know, got me sprung, man. It's got me, you know what I'm saying? I can't shake it, man. Even whatever else I'm going to do, it's going to be part of whatever else I do.
Yeah. Do you remember, like, the day that you finally found your own sound?
I don't know. I always think of that because it's a thin line between being amateur and professional. And I don't know. It's like I'm just doing the beat. And then it's just the next day. And then the next day, now I'm professional. I don't know when it happened. Somebody bought a beat or something. And then now when people hear it and I start getting the kind of the give and take from the people, it kind of starts shaping you like ting, 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 into your own thing. And, you know, I don't know. I remember I had a session with Dr. Dre. Actually, it was with Exhibit. And I was doing a song called Symphony in X Major, I believe, or X Minor. That's with featuring Dr. Dre, as Exhibit featuring Dr. Dre. And when I got in there, I had, you know, sent a beat to Exhibit already. Dr. Dre already rapped on it. And I came in to mix it, and Dr. Dre was there. right? And I looked, I saw a little scar on his cheek, chin, all that. I said, damn, that's really him, you know? And so I just like, you're going to be, it's not just on TV, because remember, it was really no internet. But it's not just on TV, bro. This is real. You're really going to meet these people, you know what I'm saying? So I can't get in the studio with Dr. Dre and press play, and it's a Dr. Dre beat. And he looking at me like, nigga, that's one of my, that's, you know, that's me. You know what I'm saying? And once I realized that, because there was a lot of, you do seep in some of your people you've been wanting to be like, or seeing these people just putting this music out there. And they're just, the audacity of you to just put this music out. Who told, there was no rap music at first. Now you're just doing it. Mm-hmm. Like you got a blueprint when you're just doing it, you know, you're starting it. And I just looked at these people and I finally was like, I can't remember a day. It was just probably somebody was like, man, that, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It was just once music, I start putting music out, I start seeing, okay, I got my own little thing and people like that. All I got to do is do that. And they fuck with it, whatever. I'm like, it's all good. So I just started, you know, doing me, whatever's in my head. I start tracing it on the outside in the 3D world. So you guys can hear it. Everybody else can hear it out of my head. And once I did that, I knew it was cool. People said it. They basically told me it's cool. They was fucking with it. They, you know, man, it's hard. I'm hearing all kind of good responses. So I just stayed on that course, you know. And over time, I just started getting better and better and being able to get the things out of my head out. And just like I hear them, you know.
Yeah. I like the way you create your beats, because it's very different from all the other producers. Like, it's very hard to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way your drum pattern sound, the way you had your basses on it. And one thing that fucked me up too is the video that you made on Instagram, like using the bird sounds or sounds from the machines or shit like that.
That's what I mean, just trying to be creative. And it's just like, it's crazy because I'll be outside or I'll be wherever and you'll hear stuff. I hear things all the time, or the getting out the car door, I'd be hearing stuff. So now the technology is like, you can just put it together. You know, I can sample it. I could, you know, and I could show you what I'm hearing. Just like my music career, just trying to show you what I'm hearing in my head and get it out. Yeah. I love doing that. It's just another way of being creative. Yeah. And doing that got me into doing a lot of editing. And now that I'm doing a lot of visual editing, that's just like music. And I could just carry that, and that's a whole nother creative space for me. And I think that's where I'm going. I'm already edited all my videos, which I haven't put them out yet, but it's about like 7 of them that I'm about to drop when I drop this out.
Yeah, because when you look at it, like the software looks like the music program. It's just with pictures and videos.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
yeah, and feel, it's like a feel and a whole feel thing, and you can just feel it more than I thought you could. I get the rhythm of it. Mm-hmm. Video making, and just, you know, I've been watching TV since the 70s, man. So it's it just gets ingrained. American TV, mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of bullshit, but it's a lot of old symphonic music and horns and different times with the cartoons and the Bugs Bunny, all the cartoons, Merry Melodies, and all of those things are underlying, like just blueprint, like the I don't know what you call it, scaffolding, or the like the of like all my music, you know. And I know that, like, because I can remember all the music I listened to coming up and commercials and all that shit is like part of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I digress. I was just getting older and looking back at what was being put in your hard drive, basically, as you're coming up. All these different things are being stored in your hard drive, and you don't know you're gonna use it later.
Yep.
Timing, and I'm speaking specifically at this point about the visual aspect, you know, and as it pertains to the music and how they intersect. And with me, you know, starting to edit videos, I'm starting to see that all my old school, all that stuff, you know, it helps.
Yeah, man. Do you have like any advice for the younger upcoming producers right now? They're all trying to follow the same path as Rick Rock.
Don't get in it if you ain't in it to win it. Don't get in it if you You don't want to go through any ups and downs. Not to say you got to go through that, but you might, you probably will in anything you do. But in this case, it'll be like everybody knows you. And then now, when's the last time you did something? And what, how do you act in those times? Because when you're not as hot, you got to still be banging out. Because when it's time, you got to be up. Your sword got to be sharp still. Yeah. When, you know what I'm saying? It might come out of nowhere. And then you're like, oh, man, I ain't even turned on my equipment in five. You know what I'm saying? You kind of hook up equipment to, it's not going to work that way. So put paint where it ain't, do what they can't and ain't. That just means be original. Try to be as original as you can. Try not to go down rabbit holes. I call rabbit holes anything that's popping and now you want to do it. The hi-hats, all these fast hi-hats. Now you rushing to do that. And then you didn't, while that happens, some other thing, you jumping from producer to producer. So somebody's creativity, you're jumping on theirs and you're not, you know, molding your own creativity. And then at the end of the day, without that, you're nowhere. You don't even know what to do unless you hear something that's out to emulate. And that, so I just be creative, put paint where it ain't, do what they can't, and they ain't. Stay creative, consistent, and persistent. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be all right. And if you love it, then it's going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? And if you do all of those things, be persistent, consistent, creative, and don't bite other people's stuff. You could be learning, but always try from other people, but you always try to get that original voice out your head. And if you don't have an original voice, this ain't for that producer. I'm talking for that producer, but for other people that don't have an original voice, do what you do. Just play, you know, get in where you fit in, you know what I'm saying? And do what you do. And I mean, you love it, do what you do. But for the people with their own voice that are gonna be here for a long time, yeah, you gotta spend a lot of time with yourself being creative, figuring out, you know, something dope. You know what I'm saying? Something that ain't been done or ain't been done your way. You know what I mean? So like that. That's what I would say. Make sure you handle your money business right, get your publishing. And that's the major thing is your publishing. Your money's for the creator for writing the music. Because that'll just pile up and pile up over time. And when things are going wrong and it ain't, that shit'll come in handy.
Yep. I was about to ask you about that, you know, the music business advices that you could give to the youngins out there.
Yeah, that would be it for the producers. Try not to, because these days, I mean, even all the days, but especially now, you know, with so much access to different beats, so people will try to be like, well, nigga, I could get the beat for $20. You know what I'm saying? I could try to bring your money down, and so you just do it, or they'll take the beat and put it out and give you $200, and it goes. 30 times platinum or something like that, you know, and you just stuck with $200. So if you can keep your baby as much in your control as you can, keep, you know, have your publishing really. It's not even really a copyright thing. It is though, you know, because it needs to be yours. It needs to be, and these days you can stamp the beat. So wherever it goes online, it comes back to you. You know, but I'm from another era. It's just, you know, the other era is, just try to handle your business. Make sure you get your writers feeling. Let nobody get you up out your writers as far as publishing. Mm-hmm. You can dim, you know, wishy washy around with the price depending on the person. Oh man, it's E-40 or this is Snoop. I don't really want to charge them. It's just an opportunity. Let me get that opportunity. But can I have all my publishing? I won't charge them, but can I get my publishing on? Mm-hmm. You know. And that's not even the royalty side. The royalties, you want that too, but make, you know, you want it all. So I just say, make sure they, and if they don't know the business, get with somebody who knows, you know. But for the most part, the simplest thing is for just what I knew to do, even when I wasn't really astute in the business, was I want my writers. Because I got that E-40 and I was like, bro, I don't want no money up front. I just want my publishing. I want all my publishing and I want a royalty. And that's it. And the beats is yours. And he was like, oh yeah, for sure. Let's do it. You know? So I just speak from experience how I did it like that. So, and even those first records, I still see if I still see monies from it. So I'm glad I did it and have been doing it for all the other thousands of records, or hundreds, whatever it's been, that I produced. So I'd say that for them, for sure. If you get a good business partner, that'd be cool. Handle that part of the business while you just create. You might not like talking like that, but you need to get used to, hey, talking like that. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think in 2024, especially, you got to be entrepreneurial and have that mindset, you know, if you want to keep going and not be fucked up by some other people, you know.
Right.
Yeah, man. Let's go back into those influences, man, because when we hear your music, for those that know about music, we can hear the funk in your music, man.
Right.
So what were your influences when you were young?
Oh, everything that played around the house. My Uncle Randy, he was a drummer. He is a drummer. He was a pilot. He just retired for American Airlines. But when he was, you know, way back in the days, he... You know, I used to play these coffee cans. My mom had these coffee cans. You know, they were the metal kind. They were small, medium, and large. So I would put the little rubber tops on them, cut the holes out, and play them like drums. And so my uncle saw that and decided to give me his drum set. And he put me on every week he'd come down, I want you to learn these records type of program. So you're like, this is what I want you to do for me giving you the drum set. So I got Earth, Wind, and Fire. I got Rare Earth. And I want you to play these patterns. And he'll play it with me. And then he'll kick it with my mom, you know. And then he'll go back to Sacramento. And the next weekend, I'd have to have that, you know, rhythm played. I couldn't wait to play it for him. So, you know, he was a big influence. And then when rap and hip-hop got in the game in the 80s and all the pop records and the Trans-Europe Expresses and you know, it was so many records that came out when I was starting to pop and breakdance and all of that. All those influences, you know, it's just so much. You know, and I got in a group, my first rap group, which was the MC Rocksters. And no, what was that name? Ice Cream, J-Bone, Rick Rock, Latin Lover, the DJ. Man, I can't believe I can't remember the name. I think it was MC Rocksters, though. And then the guy, Tony Laws, in that group, he was the main rapper, but he was doing the beats. He got a drum machine. And I started, you know, getting acclimated to it like that. We started recording on like a 4-track recorder. And yeah. So then when I moved to Alabama after that, and a guy named, like I said earlier, Dr. Fingers, he's the one who kind of, I started going to him to get beats, and he was like, man, you could probably do this your own, because I would have ideas. I want you to sample these drums, use this and use that. And so he just started, you know, teaching me, taking me to Salvation Army to buy records and in Montgomery, Alabama, what to look for in the record breaks and different things to sample, because we were using I still got it.
Yeah, I see it. Yep.
So, you know, that only had 2.5 sampling seconds. So we really had to get innovative and, you know, how to sample and have enough time. So, yeah, so it's a lot of Mike Mosley. When I got back to California, I know it sounds everywhere, but when I got back, he let me live in his studio. And he was, of course, working on Tupac and E-40 and, you know, a bunch of records at the time. And he was teaching me. So I was just learning, you know, really by looking, watching, because I had never been on a keyboard before. I was only on an SP-12 and 1200. But so I started getting acclimated to the keyboards and drum machines. I never used drum machines. And just over time being in the studio, I just started getting it. You know, I do the same. It was really a trip because the same things my uncle would be like, next week, I want you to have this done or this. It's really, I was using that when Mike Mosley gave me a shot, when I was staying at his studio, because by the time he'll come back, he'll leave for the weekend and he come back, I want to show him beats. Hey, about 5 beats I did like on his equipment. Like, he know I don't know how to use it. You know, but by the time you get back, I know how to use it. And I got 4 or 5 beats. What do you think about these? You know, just to try to keep him enthusiastic about me, because I was new. He was like, you could be part of my company. but you just do like the hip hop shit. I'm doing the mob shit. You feel me? So I want you to do that because that's really what I was doing.
Dope,
so it's a lot of people that, you know, that really, really helped me, or either they helped me, they physically showed me how, or they put me in scenarios where I would learn, and some put me in positions to do it, like Spice One let me do like 9 songs on his album on Jive Records. So that gave me a chance to learn how to deal with the record label and learn how to mix and master and deal with engineers and all that. So it's been a long, long, long life of lessons. So I say that all from that inspiration question, man. So my bad.
That's all good, man. We like to know about that. You know, sometimes it's the little things, man. Like you started with them, you know, little cans. Mm-hmm. And look what you became, man.
Yeah. Still grinding. I'm still at it.
Man. And right now that you made so many legendary records, like what can we expect from you like in the next couple years?
Wow. A lot more of the same. And hopefully I will have transitioned fully into full-fledged scoring of, you know, feature-length films, full-length feature films, however you would describe it. I just want to do not songs, but scoring of those. And I hope to be doing that a lot more. But other than that, it's gonna be more the same. I already got a few slaps that's gonna getting ready to drop. So I got my album getting ready to drop as well, Rick Rock Beats. It's not gonna be called Mob Hop. It's gonna be called Mob and My Business, because it's gonna be mobbed out. I'm gonna be slapping too, from front to back slaps. I'm real excited about that. That's what I've been shooting a lot of videos for. Also, Battle Loke coming with a new Dark Matters album. That's crazy. It's gonna shift the West Coast again, and a lot of Snoop, a lot of 40, a lot of, you know, Eastsiders, a lot of stuff coming out, man. So I'm hopefully, God willing, I'm gonna just have like whatever date it is, right then, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, a year, a month, a week, I'm gonna have a slap out right at that time that you're gonna be like, damn, that shit hard. This nigga is really still doing this shit. This nigga, goddamn, this nigga. It ain't no smut on his name. It ain't like no bad shit on him or nothing. You just make the slap, man. You gotta give it to him. And that's, you know, I wanna make sure that that's going down. He's a solid nigga. Like, that's a solid dude. Like, ain't no smut on his name, and he stay grinding. I want that to be there. And, you know, I wanna be making good music. You know what I mean? Be a good father, good husband. And I want the slaps to still be there, but hopefully more in film.
Yeah, the slaps will always be there, man. Every time I mix a party or a club or some shit, that Rick Rock slap, man, the people feel it, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's dope. That's hella dope that you can play my shit over there. That's crazy.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I do. Even some songs like you rapping on the song, like people don't know, but you rap also. You produce beats. I got some of that, you know, from your last project, man. This shit is slapping. Yeah. And people are loving it.
Yeah, this next shit, oh man, I'm juiced. Cause I'm just on another. Cause I would be like, I'd be more rapping, like, you know, like, but now I'm more rap, I'm more up, I'm more excited, and the music sounds more, it's more like that, you know, now I'm feeling that. So I'm really excited about this new shit.
Man, I can't wait to hear that, bro.
Yeah.
And thank you for your time, man. Do you have any last words, bro, for the people that listen to this interview?
Hey. Everybody out there in France, man, it's your folks, man, from Old Susun. It's a little city in the Bay, North Bay, California, man. I'm just saying what's up, what's happening, what it meal do. It's your ninja, Ricky Rock, a.k.a. the Northern California King of Slaps, a.k.a. Senior L Flaps Bastard Lee. It's my lab right here. And I'm just saying what's up. Peace. Thank you for having me and all that shit, man. Keep looking for your ninja, man. You know what I'm saying? And I must keep providing like that right there.
For sure, my bro. Thanks for your time, my man. Take care.
Yeah, right on, man. For sure.
Peace, man.
All right, I'm done.